Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we finished with a study of verses 9 through 11, and I was starting with the invitation, so please listen closely to this invitation, will you?
My feet on this firm foundation for the Bible.
Calvinist says we're predestined, okay, so does a person not love their wife because you're predestined to not love them? Does a wife not love her husband because she's predestined you? No, some of the craziest things, I've even answered some of the outrageous things that some of the Calvinists write me and just say, well, look, maybe I was predestined to believe this way. Maybe I was predestined to say these things. And they go ballistic when I say that. But if that's the way they're going to do with salvation, why not these other things? Now look, those are commandments of God that we just read you all about love. But all of these commandments, we have a free will to either obey or disobey. You say, what are you driving at? I'm driving at this. You have a free will to either accept or reject the offer of salvation from the Lord. You can either have eternal life in heaven, or in that lake of fire. Understand, God is a spirit, and you are made in that image. Your body will grow old and die. When Adam and Eve died, they had lived quite a long time after they had eaten of the fruit. God said that in the day ye eat thereof, ye shall surely die. And we say, well, boy, they lived hundreds of years after that. Well, what you don't understand, the word death means separation, not cessation. The word death never meant ceasing to exist. It meant separation. At death, your spirit and soul are separated from your body. Remember, God made Adam of the dust of the ground? And then it wasn't until after that he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Until then, he was just a body. When Adam sinned that day, he was separated from God. And his body began to age, began to hurt, things began to happen, and that body one day passed away. Job said 3,500 years ago, when these skin worms destroy this body, I know that in my flesh I shall see God and not another. Not another in my place, I shall see God. You see, that spirit does not cease to exist. In heaven, we have a body that's fashioned likened to his glorious body. On earth, we have this body that is mortal. The man in hell has a body that will not cease to exist, will not pass away yet. The rich man said that he was tormented in that flame. He wanted water. He had a desire for water. He was reminded of his failure to receive the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you see. So my friend, your spirit is going to live forever in the lake of fire or in heaven. A billion years into eternity, it doesn't change. The rich man that Luke 16 tells us about is still in hell today. Not because he was rich, because he never received Christ as Savior. Luke 13:3, the lips of Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Many in that day will say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Do you see it there? Many have thought, well, if I do this, I do that, it'll be fine. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born. Not of blood. You're not born a Christian. Nor the will of the flesh. Oh, you don't just try so hard and you work so hard that you're going to go to heaven because your works, good works outweigh your bad. Nor of the will of man. In other words, man doesn't despise these little, cute little things of his, of philosophies, and, well, if you do this, you're going to be all right. No. The Word of God tells. So he says, not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. He is the only way. And he is the way to eternal life. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18 tells us that he, Jesus, has the keys of hell and of death. He died for your sin. He died for you. But God commendeth his love, Romans 5:8, toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are in our worst day, Christ died for us. Why? Because he paid for all sin for all time. 1 John 2, verse 2. What must I do? Well, Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He said, you think I can be saved, preacher? Look, the Bible is filled with many unlikely candidates for salvation. From man's perspective, that's them. It could be Rahab the harlot. It could be the woman at the well. It could be the thief on the cross. It could be Moses the murderer. And on we could go, but that's just naming a few. But praise God, there is no respect of persons with God. He desires all to come to him. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering to usward. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He says in 1 Timothy 2:3 and 4, God, who would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, all men, whosoever will, let them come take the water of life freely, he says in Revelation 22:17. How many times does the Bible have to say whosoever? Whole world? All? In order for God to mean it and for it to be true. So, Romans 10:9, says, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Lord speaks of his deity. Jesus existed as a spirit in eternity past. He was the creator. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. That's John chapter 1. You read that verses 1 through 3 as well as verse 10. And verse 14, the Word, whose God was made flesh and dwelt among us. But that speaks of his deity, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. Jesus speaks of his humanity. He had a human body and a human spirit to go along with his Holy Spirit. He said, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That is a literal bodily resurrection of his humanity. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. Now, this is not your righteousness. It's not you believing so hard that you're suddenly righteous. No, this is believing unto the righteousness of Christ. His blood was shed and placed on the mercy seat of heaven before the Father. That blood was shed for you, shed for me. But in shedding his blood for us, he paid our penalty, but he had to be a righteous sacrifice. He rose bodily, he ascended into heaven, placed the blood on the mercy seat. Then he's preparing a place for us, and he's going to come again. So, for with the heart man believeth unto the righteousness. Why the righteousness of Christ? Because we are accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6 says, not of ourselves or our own righteousness, as the Apostle Paul said, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness which is of Christ. So that thou shalt confess thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation for whosoever. I like whosoever, because I could put my name there. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, you can be saved, and God even wants to save you right now. Will you receive Him? That's His promise, and God does not lie. Why not right now, believing and knowing that you are a sinner, that you can't earn your way to heaven? Because the only way you can go to heaven is for you to die and be buried and raise yourself from the dead. You're not going to trust Jesus. Make your body eternal. Ascend into heaven and offer your blood there on the mercy seat. Now, one thing with that, though, your blood has got sin in it, so it wouldn't be accepted. Jesus was a sinless sacrifice. Now, you can't do any of those things, so you need a Savior, or hell, that lake of fire is your eternal destiny, and 1 second after death, it is too late to get saved. My friend, why not? Right now, right where you are. Accept the love of Jesus for your soul and spirit, that He would die for you, and ask Him to save. I'm going to form a prayer. The prayer that I form would only be words if you didn't mean it, but if you mean this, would you pray this right now? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe 3 days later He rose up from the dead bodily. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, friend, Romans 10:11 says, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth, do not be ashamed. Jesus said, if you confess Him before men, He'll confess you before His Father, which is in heaven. So, let me encourage you to do this. First of all, either text us, or write us, should I say, or email us, and let us know that you have made this decision. We have on our website that our announcer will give you here in just a few moments, along with our physical address, booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom. The first booklet to get into, I think, should be the one on building blocks and how to grow in your new Christian life. Tell others about the decision that you've made. Don't be ashamed that Jesus saved you. And then call a good Bible-preaching, Bible-believing church. I always say an independent Baptist, but not all independent Baptists stick with our King James, and not all of them use hymn music. They use the rock and roll, worldly music. So, my friend, find out what kind of music they use, what Bible they use, and if they use the King James Bible, if they stick to the old traditional music, and tell them of the decision that you've made, and what's the next step, and I know that they will want to help you. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will